An independent watchdog has found police failed to take action on complaints of stalking and harassment made by an Auckland law student for 2 months before her murder. The Independent Police Conduct Authority says 21-year-old Farzana Yakubi told police about the violent threats made against her in October 2022, but at the time of her death, her complaints had not been investigated. The authority will not be releasing its full report to the public out of respect for Ms. Yakubi's family. Our reporter Maya Ingo joins us now. Tēnā koe, what complaints were made by Ms. Yakubi in the months before her death?
Well, Charlotte, Ms. Yakubi first contacted police on the 25th of October in 2022 through their 105 online line. She gave them screenshots of the messages the man had sent her, including one threatening to throw acid on her face. The IPCA says her file then sat inactive for 6 weeks while police waited for her to come make a formal complaint at a police station. On the 3rd of December, she updated her online report, saying she was extremely fearful the man may pose a threat to her life. And 3 days later, she made a formal statement at the Henderson Police Station. The IPCA says she was told the file would be forwarded to another station nearer to where the man was living. But at the time of her death, the matter had not been progressed any further.
So what did the report show?
The IPCA found police's assessment matrix was not fit for purpose and it did not take into account the risks posed to Ms. Yakubi or other victims like her. Police also failed to take into account cultural and religious factors, as Ms. Yakubi was a Muslim woman, which would affect her ability to engage with police. Police failed to immediately address significant matters raised in her formal statement, the IPCA says. And they note the police should have linked Ms. Yakubi's complaints with that made by another young girl who was being threatened by the same man. By failing to link these cases, they say police failed to gain a fuller picture of the extent of the man's actions.
What did police say to this report?
Waitemata District Commander Naila Hassan says police accept they have missed several opportunities to intervene sooner. She says police should have provided better support to Ms. Yakubi from the first complaint, given the frightening behaviour that she was experiencing. She says police have met with Ms. Yakubi's family face to face to apologise for not acting sooner. And they will be reviewing the assessment framework used to respond to 105 reports, as well as adding training and resources around what constitutes a hate crime and how to respond to it.
Thank you very much. That's our reporter Maya Ingo in the Auckland studio talking about the IPCA report, which found a litany of police failures.